It has been posted. It is up. We're already getting response to McElroy's Bracket Mania. People voting for your 32 greatest superheroes of all time, and we will whittle it down in bracket style, but we need the field. We need to put together the field first. So you can go to our Facebook page, Fox Sports 910 RVA. John already said on Twitter, greatest bracket ever. John, we thank you. Nominate your favorite superhero. We'll get the field of 32. We'll do this for a week, and then next Friday we will start the voting down and down and down in honor of Batman vs. Superman hitting theaters March 25th. Your greatest superhero of all time. And that's how we can start the conversation with John Laser, brought to you by Cowan Gates. Your greatest superhero of all time, Lays.
Well, I was always a Superman guy growing up, but I've lost my way clearly because I have no idea as to why Batman and Superman are fighting each other right now, and I think that might be a sign of an apocalypse of some sort.
We were just talking about this before the break. How is it a fight? Because it's a man versus Superman, and I'm not feeling a fair fight here. I'm not feeling 10 rounds and this thing going the distance.
Well, that was always the thing, like when people would be like, oh, Spider-Man or Superman, and it was like, what is Spider-Man going to do against Superman? He's kind of a wuss, and he pales in comparison. I don't know. I don't want to get into this. Please do not tweet me about this.
If I could ask you to cash in your superhero talents in broadcasting one day for a superhero, you would be one superhero for one day. Who's John Laser?
I'm Superman. Again, I've got everything that all the other ones have combined. I've got the X-ray vision. I can fly. I've got speed. I've got strength. I mean, what else do I need?
Put John Laser in for Superman into the brackets. John Laser joining us, and he will take his talents tonight. Not super talents, but he's a pretty darn good broadcaster. Let's talk about a guy who's doing, you like that transition? Let's talk about a guy who's basically done super things. If I would ask you in the beginning of the year, do you think 8 wins in the ACC is possible for Virginia Tech? What would you have said to me?
No, and you know that because we had that conversation in your living room going into the season. I thought 5-6 would be a very respectable step forward for this program. I really did, and I didn't mean that as an indictment onto what you're doing here at Virginia Tech, but I said that because I agree with Buzz Williams that making up ground in this conference is not impossible, but it is very, very difficult, particularly when you don't bring in a 5-star type player that can immediately change your level in terms of cachet publicly, but also your ability to compete athletically. And the Hokies, for all the talent they've brought in, didn't necessarily bring in that player and probably won't over the next year or two. So the fact that he's gotten them to buy into this system, he's gotten them to buy into the work necessary to do it, and he's found a way to win on the road, I think borderline's on incredible.
He's John Laser, the voice of Virginia Tech, brought to you by Cowan Gates, Virginia Tech and Pitt tonight. And I don't vote, but this will be interesting to see who wraps up Coach of the Year, which may be up for grabs still this week. If it could be Larinaga, could be Tony Bennett. And I think there's a fair case. I don't know if he'll ultimately win it, but there's definitely a fair case to make for Buzz.
I think so. I think if the Hokies find a way to win tonight or Saturday, one of the two, and finish 9-9 in the conference, I'm going to be hard-pressed to vote for anybody else or would have been hard-pressed to vote for anybody else. Tony Bennett, I think, becomes a victim of his own success and the fact that you come off back-to-back 30-win seasons and then you see the parity throughout the conference and also the country this year, and I think he might fall victim to that. Jim Larinaga, I think, if it ended right now, would be my choice just because it's not difficult to do or it's not easy to do what he's done against the Blue Blood conferences, and I don't think you can ever take that for granted. And unfortunately, the voting process for this, much like the voting process for any other award throughout sports, is not a perfect system. Should it be Tony Bennett? Probably. Will it be Tony Bennett? I don't think so.
I'm with you. I think right now if the season ended, probably leaning towards Larinaga, but let's see what happens here because Miami, they have two left. I know they have you guys left at the end of the week, but Miami's got two left. They've got two left. Virginia's got one left. Virginia Tech has got Pitt tonight before they get to Miami, and that game will be here 7 o'clock, Fox Sports 910, pregame at 6:30 with Lays and Mr. Mike Burnup. Possibility of NIT in the air, looking for 4 in a row. These two teams met back the last day of January, I believe. Biggest takeaway from that first matchup was what?
The Hokies just played an atrocious game, and I think Buzz Williams would cite the fact that I know that he has actually, that was probably, save for the West Virginia game, their worst performance of the season, and he gives a lot of that credit to Pitt because you saw what Jamie Dixon did. He exploited what he found on tape to be a matchup advantage in their favor and started a guy in Jeter that hadn't started at that point and caught the Hokies off guard in terms of where they were spacing-wise defensively on the floor. And now Mark Alini and I were just talking about this before we came on. Jeter knocked down some shots that he's probably not going to, 15 to 17 foot range, elbow extended. And the Hokies, I think, are preparing for that defensively going into this game. Pittsburgh didn't play a perfect game by any means, but they played very well. They knocked down some shots that normally I don't think you would find them hitting through the flow of their offense. The Hokies actually did a relatively decent job of containing the top two guys in Artis Young and Artis Young, but in that they lost sight, I think, of some of the other guys that are certainly capable of contributing. So I think tonight for the Hokies, it's not a scrapping of the initial game plan, but it's a fine-tuning of that. I expect them to play much better. I know they were embarrassed in that game. It changed things for Buzz Williams philosophically, if you've noticed, going forward, and he's talked about it candidly as well, in that that game taught him that he needed to be a bit more poised on the sideline because he felt like his team was rushing and had too much of a sense of urgency when they looked over at him and he was jumping or stomping or shouting or doing all the animated things that he's generally done, and he's held to that ever since, starting with the Syracuse game that followed, and the team has responded to that. So I look for a good game tonight inside the castle, which is generally what we've had, save for that West Virginia game.
I genuinely do not care about the NIT. It's just, you know, I'm too caught up in the NCAA. But I think if Virginia Tech makes the NIT, it's a major accomplishment for that program, considering, you know, where they're playing and what they're doing. I don't know. I'm not good at the bracketology. I'm not good at all the breakdowns. I don't know, in conversations you've had, if they could knock off Pitt, if they could knock off one of these next two, and let's say Pitt more likely than Miami, they knock off Pitt and get a win next week in the ACC tournament, does that put them in the NIT?
Yeah, I think so. And I'm not necessarily sure they need either or. I think if they do that, they definitely make the NIT, particularly if it's Syracuse that they play in the opening round, as it would be at the moment in the ACC tournament. If they win two of those three games and get a fourth, I think they'd definitely be in. I think they can get there with as little as one. If they happen to lose these next two games at home but win one in the ACC tournament, I think they still probably make it to the NIT. But obviously, that's not what Buzz Williams is telling the guys. Yesterday, he pulled out all the brackets and pulled out all the scenarios and said, guys, here's something that we're more than likely not going to accomplish, but let's talk about it as a group, and talked about, let's say you beat Pitt and you beat Miami and you win a game or two in the ACC tournament West. That's seven wins in a row in the toughest conference in the league. Are you not then considered a bubble team in the NCAA tournament? I think a lot of people would say no at first glance, and obviously that's a long way to go to win that many more games, but at the same time, that's what this team is gunning for right now, and all they're trying to do, as cliche as this sounds, is just take care of today, and I think that's served them well. So NIT, Vegas 16, NCAA, wherever they wind up going, I think they're going to be happy with that because, no, you know, I've never been a guy that's followed the NIT all that closely either, but I've also never been a guy that's been on the inside looking at a program trying to build from within, and I think it would be a massive step forward for them to represent this university at a postseason venue, and I think the fans would be excited about it. All the way back in the 90s, I remember the University of Minnesota had a win in the NIT tournament, and at the time I was like, why are these people going so crazy? But it did belie success in the coming years, so I think it would be a huge thing.
Hokies trying to make it four in a row tonight against Pitt, and then maybe some future aspirations down the road. But first things first tonight, 7 o'clock, Lays, Mike Burnup on the call. John Laser brought to you by Cowan Gates, there for you in any case. 11 attorneys on staff, cowangates.com. We'll come back, do a little Virginia Tech football as those guys are hitting the practice field, and yes, we'll get into a light.